Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914 page 811 slide. Visible translated text is as follows 21. Plaintiff in error shows that in the 169th in note, the court recited that where the order overruling the motion for new trial contains nothing which could indicate that the judge was dissatisfied with the verdict or that he failed to exercise his discretion, the Supreme Court will not inquire whether the judge is exercising discretion under or by remarks by him, pending the disposition of the motion. Plaintiff in error contends that the remarks made by the judge, which form the basis of the ground under consideration, were not merely made pending the disposition of the motion for new trial, but were part of the oral judgment delivered by the court, disposing of the motion. They were as much a part of the decision of the motion for new trial as the part of the decision which denied the new trial, and it so appears in the Bill of Exceptions. And plaintiff in error contends that the court overlooked this feature of the record. Respectfully submitted, S. L. Roan Hubert H. Hayes, Robert Hayes, Leonard Hayes, attorneys for plaintiff in error.